Get ready. Fudge and Rach, the new way to wake up in 2018. On 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Oh, 13, 12, 16 is the number if you do spot anything on the roads or want to keep us updated this morning, because there is a lot going on around the mid-north coast. For example, the Oxley Highway is closed in both directions at Long Flat, so be very, very careful. It's adding approximately 1.5 hours to your travel time if you're trying to get around that bad boy.
I mean, if you're going to be late, at least you've got an excuse. I'd be banked up. I'd be putting the covers over my head going, oh, banked up traffic,
yeah,
boss. Accident. You remember how I tried this morning? What did I say? I said something along the lines of...
You were literally I'm going to wait for the rain to stop. I was like, well, it looks like I'm doing the show by myself then, because it's not going to stop,
Budge. But do you know what that was, though? I heard the rain outside and I thought, not getting up today. Not today.
I love rainy days. Not when it's this rainy, obviously, because there's a lot of rain that's causing havoc.
Rainy days are only good when you're laying on a couch covered in a blanket with the TV on and you can see the rain and you know I don't have to go out in it, but I can look at it and listen to it.
It is pretty good.
That is the only time I like a rainy day.
We will be catching up with Michael Ward from the SES just to chat about where those areas are being affected and how many jobs, etc., and also look at how much more rain we are going to be expecting. We also are going to be doing Lee Jolo's fake news.
That's right. It's coming back. It's an institution now.
It's back. We're doing it on Friday, every Friday.
Every week we're going to be taking a little bit of that boy's confidential.
I can't even think of the word now either.
No, nor can I.
Credibility.
That's the one.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you know why we didn't know what the word was?
Because we don't have any.
That's right.
Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
My whole Facebook over the past few days has just been severe weather warning, severe weather warning, severe weather warning.
Is
I'm
that
like,
right?
Does it ever stop?
Yeah, mine's been all sort of like, you know, married at first sight sort of stuff. So
Difference between our Facebooks,
guess
Bodge.
It tells you what kind of people we are.
So we did decide, of course, we've had plenty of rain over the past few days. It's been affecting all the roads and the conditions around the mid-north coast. We wanted to get on this morning Port Macquarie SES unit controller Michael Ward. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. My lovely friend Bodge is with me in the studio keeping me nice and warm today because it is disgusting outside,
now,
Michael.
Now, Michael, let me clarify quickly. I'm still on the opposite side of the desk.
Why do you have to take it there, mate?
I just wanted to clarify.
Just saying you're keeping me company.
It's all good, Michael. It's all good.
Michael, you've had SES crews out all around the mid-north coast overnight, haven't you?
Yeah, look, that's correct. We've had, in terms of the Hastings area, we had people out until midnight last night.
And what are the main types of calls that you're receiving at the moment?
Look, we've had a number of jobs in the Port Macquarie Hastings local government area, 24 in total, and there's a lot of leaking roofs, some minor flooding, so water coming into houses, a few trees down as well.
Yeah, right. So, and whereabouts in terms of road closures, are you aware of the areas to stay away from at the moment?
Look, at this stage, the only road closures that I know are Baines Bridge at Warhope, and then there's some water over the road up at Rollins Plains and Telegraph Point.
Yep, okay. There's major flood warnings for, this is what I've got here, the Hastings River at Kindy Bridge. And moderate flooding expected at Warhope today, of course, but Baines Bridge has already done as well. So
that's correct as well. And they're talking also for some possible flooding, minor flooding at Settlement Point later this afternoon and into Saturday morning.
Right. Okay. So what's your advice for these people, Michael, that are in these areas, these flood watch areas?
Well, the main advice I can give to people is please don't walk, ride or drive in floodwater. So we had a flood rescue from someone driving in floodwater at Telegraph Point last night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
And, look, so the thing, as I said, that we're predicting is that at Warhope there's a number of streets that will potentially be impacted. So Baines Bridge, Cameron Street, King Street, Blackbutt Park, Narragut Road and Broughton Island.
Yeah.
And then into Friday in Port Macquarie, so possible Settlement Point, Hibbard, Fernbank Creek, and then communities on the north side of Port Macquarie as the ferries may cease operating.
Okay.
Now, we're not expecting them to cease operating at this stage. However, depending on how much debris comes down the river, they may stop operating.
And, of course, we have mentioned this before. If you do end up in an emergency situation, if it is an emergency, please call 000. But, Michael, if they need to get in contact, if anyone needs to get in contact with the SES, how do they do that?
Look, that's correct. So for emergency assistance, you can call the SES on 132 500.
Yep.
That's 132 500. And obviously, as you said, for life-threatening emergencies, call 000 immediately.
Nice one. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Michael. And we appreciate it. We know you've got lots on at the moment.
Not a problem. It's a pleasure.
Thanks. Have a good morning, Michael.
Now, we're going to keep you updated throughout the morning as things do continue on.
If you do want any information or anything like that, you want an update or just want to let us know if you've seen anything, 13 12 16 is our number here at HIT.
Bodge and Rach.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 HIT FM.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
And Dean McCarthy this morning.
And Dean McCarthy live from LA. Morning.
G'day, guys. Good morning, everyone. Happy R&B Friday. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Dean, I feel like we've gotten in a time capsule and we've gone back to the 90s this morning. What the heck is going on?
Look, I'm so sorry to teleport us all the way back to the 90s. Britney Spears, Kevin Federline. I know we haven't used those names in the
past for a while. I thought this was done.
Right? Well, it is done and dusted, but however, of course, he is the father of her children, and he currently gets $20,000 a month in spousal support, but he wants more. He is trying to prove that his living expenses are more and that he deserves more because, you know, Britney, she made $170 million from her Vegas show.
Yeah.
That is huge. Well, now Britney's lawyers and father want him to bring out his tax return and his receipts to show what he really needs to, you know, to live on, to try and see if he actually deserves a pay rise for being baby daddy to her children. It's pretty ugly. It's back to court, and we have teleported back to 1999.
Yeah, we definitely have teleported back. I mean, I'm all for the double denim trend coming back from the 90s, but
what?
Not sure. I like the double denim.
Look,
looks good.
I remember when this was all current. This is old school stuff. I was surprised. Oh, yeah. I was surprised when this story came up. I thought, jeepers. Well, I mean, I guess if her kids are growing up and they're used to life with mum, they're like, well, mum's doing all this for us.
He's like, exactly.
maybe it's something to do with the kids. You don't know.
Yeah,
don't know.
Who knows?
They're getting older now. They're like teenagers.
Yeah,
that scares me. Something that we wanted to mention to you, Dean, not sure if you've heard this or not.
Yeah, we wanted to bring this to you. Yeah.
Because we thought it was very hilarious. Owen Wilson has caused a hotel evacuation.
Wow.
He was on a blonde date or a blind date. I'm not sure. Anyway, they were smoking cigarettes and they were doing it by the bathroom and it set the whole fire alarm off and the whole hotel was evacuated.
So there you go.
Oh, my goodness. Owen Wilson, you naughty little man. I can see him doing that, actually. That's so
isn't it? He literally only said one word.
Wow. That's literally the whole reason.
I have an exciting announcement to share with you. You don't even know this. You need to go to the Scooper section of your website because right now is the exclusive first look trailer at a new film called Tag. It stars Isla Fisher. You guys love a laugh. You know, the three of us laugh every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Movie is hilarious, and the trailer for the first time in Australia is available at the Scooper section of the website right now. So
hey.
I highly recommend jumping on and checking it out. It's brilliant.
That's an exclusive. That's exclusive to us as well. We didn't even know.
No, we had no idea. Hit.com.au is the place to go. Thank you, Dean McCarthy. Have a good weekend. We'll chat to you on Monday.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach on Hit.
We have the lovely Dan Allen on the phone from the company Trademark. Morning, Dan.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, we're good. Bodger's slowly recovering from his chip gate that happened during this. Poor Dan was on the phone. I called him and I was like, hey, Dan, yep, cool. You ready to chat? And then you start choking over the other side of the desk. Dan had no idea what was going on just then.
Just get a bit choked up sometimes, mate. That's all.
I can understand.
Dan, we do have you on for a very good reason. You and your mate, Ed, have started up this company, Trademark. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, look, so we've started up basically it's a line of work where, on the surface, we just want to make tradies, you know, have the opportunity to look a bit different, you know, look a bit out of the ordinary from, the standard high-vis orange and yellow and whatnot. But mate, we're actually really, you know, focused on trying to tackle male suicide in Australia, which is, a really,
it's pretty high.
Big thing for us.
It is.
There's a high rate of it, isn't there?
Yeah. So currently, actually, if you're a male in Australia between the ages of 14 and 44, it's your most likely cause of death is suicide. So, and I lost a mate, very close mate of mine, to suicide a couple of years ago, and I think it opened our eyes to just how bad it is. And I think, you know, tradies in particular represent, you know, a large proportion of men that we need to really change this.
Yeah, it's a pretty scary statistic. But Dan, the way that you and Ed have gone about it is, it's actually crazy, and I love it so much. So, as you say, you have designed your own workwear. I think the best way to explain what it looks like, I've been calling it really colourful camo. That's what I think is the best way to look at. But you've designed your own Australiana kind of theme. There's a Russell Coit shirt.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, we've had the Russell Coit's been quite popular. And yeah, you're right, it's camo patterns, but there's nothing camouflage about it at all. It's quite psychedelic, quite interesting, quite fun, and, you know, I think it's going to give tradies a good opportunity to be seen at the pub in something else rather than their standard, you know, high-vis workwear. So, I think it's going to be really cool.
And anyone that recognises it, of course, I mean, that's going to open up the conversation or at least start something because, you know what us blokes like, we don't talk about this sort of stuff. We don't.
No.
We just sort of get on with it. I don't know what it is, but I think early on we're sort of taught almost as blokes just to sort of, you know, you're just stronger than that or something. I don't know.
I think we
sort of have this real culture where we sort of need to be, you know, really tough and we're expected to, you know, not show too much emotion. And, you know, I think we look at the blokes around us and we don't like to show any signs of weakness, but, you know, the reality is I think the most courageous thing we can be doing, given the statistic, is to really just open up a bit and you know, try and do something about this.
That's true. Now, how do we find this workwear?
Well, our website, www.trademutt.com, and, you know, obviously we're on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, and we're actually working, the not-for-profit organisation that we're working with, we're working towards a project in October.
Yeah.
In Mental Health Week, this is a conversation starter. Basically, donation from every sale goes to this conversation starter, where we're teaming up seven Aussie musicians with seven Aussie comedians, and they're going to collaborate together to write songs around mental health, around the mental health space.
Yeah, right.
Try and make it a more relatable conversation for guys. Just a bit of a different approach to get these conversations going, because, you know, I'm not sure that too much has worked so far, so we're just going to try and, you know, go about it pretty differently and get guys talking.
I feel like from personal experience, the best way to bring something up like that or to talk about it is normally it's wrapped in something quite funny. So if I'm not laughing about something as well as putting and it's a weird sort of almost cryptic way to talk about stuff, but sometimes it's the only way to do it. It's the only way.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we think it's we think it's a pretty interesting way to go about it. You know, we're pretty into it. So, yeah, so that's what we're working towards, this project in Mental Health Week in October. Yeah, so yeah, check it out online and get around it.
Dan, we absolutely love what you're doing and what you guys are doing with Trademutt. If you do want to check him out, Trademutt on Facebook, or you can look at the website. And I would personally love to see heaps of tradies on the Mid-North Coast wearing these brightly coloured workwear shirts. It's absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Dan.
No dramas at all. Thanks for having me, guys. Have a good one.
And come October, Mental Health Week, we're getting you back on, all right?
No worries. Sounds good, guys. Look forward to it.
Thanks, Dan. We'll speak to you then. Of course, if you do need some help and you do need someone to reach out to, the Lifeline number is always there, 13 11 14 as well.
That's right. Headspace as well, if you're looking for
great organisation.
6588 7300, and I can't wait to see what they look like.
If you want to check
them
out, honestly, they are awesome. Go to Trademutt and have a look at them.
Get around it. Bodge and Rach on here. Here we go. Yeah.
Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
I had to travel down the coast not long ago because my friend was having her engagement party.
Yes, I remember you going. Yeah,
so she's got a six-month-old little bub by the name of Koa, and I pretty much just played with him the whole engagement party because I didn't really know many of her other friends. But yeah, so she's getting married in November, and I got a text message from her. Her name's Emma the other day.
Right.
And she goes, so I have a question to ask you, and you can say no if you want to, but how do you feel about being the MC at my wedding? I froze on the spot, froze straight away, and I was like, uh-oh. I don't know what to say.
Do you want me to be honest with you straight away?
Before you be honest with me straight away,
okay.
I have emceed a lot of different functions before. So I'm talking awards nights for community groups. I've emceed, I used to work for the Central Coast Mariners, the A-League team. I've emceed a lot of their nights and a lot of their functions and family days and all that kind of stuff. So I've done a fair bit of MC work, but I've never emceed a wedding, especially one that I'm quite close with the bride.
Well, I've done three.
Cool. Tips or advice?
Don't do it.
No?
Don't do it.
Why?
Ever.
Why?
Let me tell you why. I will never MC ever again, ever, ever, ever a wedding, ever. Because as close as you are to them and as much as you love them and as much as they love you, you're always going to be the one at fault. If something's not going right, not only are you now timing an event, you cannot time everything. Richard here at the station did it. But, I mean, he's a natural. But
one
that
of the
doesn't
guys
matter.
In sales.
That's
Rich
right.
In sales.
Yeah, he's great. But basically what happens is you've got to then figure out when the meals are coming out. You've got to collate all the information of what the DJ is doing. If there's a DJ and he's got a microphone or she's got a microphone, they are not going to want to give up that sort of power as well. They're going to want to be on par with you.
But
so you've
I'm
got to,
quite organised. I'm quite an organised person.
It doesn't matter, mate. You've got to work out with other people. Look, I'm going to break this down to you. I'm going to be really, really – I'm going to give you the inspiration.
Don't. Turn the music off. Turn the inspirational – I'm not going to take you seriously until you turn that damn music
when
off.
When I first emceed my first
turn
wedding –
turn the music off.
I'm not turning it off. When I first emceed my wedding, first time, long time
You're
ago –
You're not David Attenborough either, mate. Turn the music off.
Look, it was really tough, and I remember putting the microphone down after announcing the daddy-daughter dance.
Yeah.
Okay. I put my microphone down after turning it off onto the top of a speaker. And an alarm went off. It was insane. As soon as I put the microphone down and everyone turned and looked at me like I had destroyed the daddy-daughter dance. And even the bride, who's a very good friend of mine, who I won't name for obvious reasons, and she looked at me like, oh, my God, what did you do? Like, everyone was looking at me, and then it turned out that there was smoke in the kitchen and it was a fire alarm. Do you think anyone came up to me afterwards to say, oh, sorry, I was glaring at you with the other 200 guests or whatever it was? No, they all gave me the dagger. So you've got to be prepared for the fact that people are going to think that you've ruined the entire day just because you might accidentally do something. So I don't want to put any pressure on you, but that's it. That's how it goes.
But if I
everything's
if
your
I
fault.
Say no, I feel bad because then I've got to go as a guest and watch somebody else do it and sit there and be like, I could have done that better. I could have done that better.
Do you know what? Do it. I think you need the experience of knowing what a cock up feels like on a wedding day.
But I feel. I don't know.
I'm just saying it's a hard thing to do. If you've ever emceed a wedding, 13, 12, 16, corroborate what I'm saying, please. I know it's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun.
Because I've been to multiple weddings, but I haven't been a bridesmaid, so I don't know what the bride's actually like.
Really?
My friend Emma's usually pretty good. I don't know what to do.
I've actually never been in a bridal party, to be honest.
I feel bad if I say no.
Rach, I don't care. If you want to do it, do it. But if you don't want to do it, I think you should stick with it and say, look, I'm sorry, I'm not confident doing this. I think you should do that.
Well, you've given me your advice, but I also feel like maybe I shouldn't have asked you for advice because now I'm not going to take it anyway.
Oh, no, come on.
Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM. Yeah. Kid FM's 5 in 10. Thanks to Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. Two great locations, Horton Street, Port Macquarie and High Street, Warhope.
$490 up for grabs, Rachel.
It is. And Joey is in Lighthouse Beach this morning. Morning, Joey.
Morning.
How you feeling, mate?
Yeah, feeling good.
Ready to win $490?
Yeah.
But before we get into that, how mental is all this rain?
Yeah, it's nuts, isn't it?
It is nuts.
It is ridiculous. Joey.
Good day for ducks.
Good day for ducks.
Yeah, good day for ducks. And $490 will buy you a really big umbrella.
Yeah, something like that.
10 seconds on the clock. I need 5 answers inside these 10 seconds. Are you ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Joey, I need you to name me 5 trains from the original Thomas the Tank Engine. Go.
That was Thomas, James, George, the driver. Oh, God.
No!
Joey, you got 2 there. George wasn't a name of a train. Other names you could have said were Edward, Henry, Gordon, Percy, Donald and Douglas, Duck, Mavis, Bill and Ben. I'm going to stop naming.
Who was the moody one?
Oh.
He had like black casing and he was always Diesel.
Diesel was in there too, yeah.
He was grumpy.
My brother loved Thomas the Tank Engine when we were younger. Thanks, Joey. Thanks for playing anyway. Have a good one. $500 on Monday.
Well, it's a nice round number, isn't it?
500.
When does it stop? Yeah, does it just keep going up?
I guess so.
I guess we'll get told when it gets asked to be stopped.
They're like, make it easier, Rachel.
Your questions are too hard, Rachel.
It's your fault.
Hey, we'll talk in just a little bit about the text message I received, which scared me, frankly.
Not a reason to be scared, I don't think. No. I think it's an opportunity.
I don't know. I think I'll get in trouble if I take the opportunity. Hit FM, Bodge and Rach. Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of
bed, get Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
You would not believe, in fact, you know what's coming already. We've talked about this.
It makes me beyond excited.
Every single year I get dimwits of mates that go and sign me up for all sorts of reality TV.
But so this one that we were talking about, it was like Tinder on TV.
One of the producers.
Did you sign yourself up or did they sort you out for
No,
it?
One of the producers actually sent me a message. This is different to what we're about to talk about, but end of last year, some producers, a producer from Channel 7 sent me a message saying, hey, we'd like you to do this. And I said, why? And they said, because we think you're the right fit. And I was like, it's because I'm in radio, isn't it, mate? Come on.
So that happened.
I said, no, I didn't want to do it. And then I saw it on telly and thought, good, I didn't want to do that.
So somebody else has signed you up for this one?
Well, no, I always get my name thrown in the hat for this. People try and sign me up for it. But I got text message. They sent it twice as well, the same message. I'll read it to you.
Yep.
Hi there. It's the Bachelorette casting team here from Warner Brothers. We noticed that you applied for the last season of The Bachelor. Didn't happen. Didn't happen. We would love to now invite you to apply for our next season of The Bachelorette, which you can do here. And there's a link. We hope to chat soon. The Bachelorette team.
Yes!
With a little kiss.
They didn't send a rose in there? Put a rose emoji?
No.
Oh, well, that's disappointing, isn't it?
There's no way I'm going to do that.
Why?
Because I got accepted into something once and figured out it was just because of this job. I don't want to do it because of this. That'd be terrible.
So
I don't want to be one of those people that uses reality TV to get further. Even though I think it might be
like
funny to do.
Like every other person ever.
Well, these days, yeah.
So are you Jason Bodger using your full name because it's serious talk now?
It's very serious when you use my full name.
Are you going to apply for The Bachelorette?
No.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach on Hit.